What is good, CGS fam? We are cooking up episode 94 of True to Size.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Yo.
And we are joined by our good friend. He'll steal your heart, but he ain't no felon. He's a stranger thing, but don't call him 11.
Ooh.
A beast in the kitchen, so you know he knows his way around a melon.
Ooh.
Okay.
It's our good friend of the show, Chef Kellen.
Hey. That's good. That's good, everybody.
Thank you for coming, man. A second time we can say thank you, I guess, because we were almost did this on Tuesday, and then we made it to Friday, and we had to reschedule, and you're still here.
Yes.
Yeah, your busy man. Schedule, traffic. Yeah, he was stuck in traffic for 4 days.
It was a while.
We made it through.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming. Long time coming. Thank you for being a ritualistic listener of the show. We do appreciate that. We've got a good show this week. Jackie Chan and Wiz Khalifa are both in the news this week. I can guarantee that'll be the only time in your life you hear those two names mentioned in the same sentence. We're going to talk about a very hot take that was made by a very good friend of the show. And of course, because we've got Kellen here, we're going to play everyone's favorite game show, top rated podcast game show in Central Eastern Canada, 21 questions. After that, we're going to get to know Kellen a little bit. And of course, we're going to talk about all of our favorite thing, food.
Food.
But first, Alvin!
Fire round.
That's right, the fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from at Michael Williams, good friend of the show. He wants to know, like the De La Souls, if you had to pick a sneaker from any brand to collab with an artist, but only from the 70s to 90s, what shoe and what artist?
Damn.
Oof.
Very specific. Luckily, we have his answer here to give you guys a little bit of time.
Yeah.
His answer is Purple Rain 3s. I think that would be sweet. I think the leather, but it would be amazing if it was the quality of the Oregon 3s, or Purple Rain 4s with suede. So I guess close to like a Travis 4. For the upper end on the pull tab, one would have purple, the other would say rain, and on the back, instead of the Nike Air logo, you'd have Prince's symbol. Because Prince was a fashion icon, he says, which is very true.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true. Joel, what are you thinking? It's a tough one.
It's oddly specific.
So
that is tough. Like, so we have to pick a silhouette.
A silhouette and an artist or band from between the 70s and 90s, specifically.
Okay, so I'm going to go with an Air Max 90, since we're, like, you know, getting into, like, you know, the 30th anniversary of the Air Max 90s.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick, let's say, like, NWA.
Ooh, okay.
And I will do the colorway, like a... Like a cop siren kind of thing.
Okay.
So, like, maybe the swoosh be, like, on one side of the swoosh, like, the lateral would be, like, a red.
Oh,
and on the inside, the media would be, like, a blue.
Wow.
And you'll have, like, you know, like, a red and a gray, like, maybe a black and a gray or whatever, like, just gradient kind of thing going
Holy
on
smokes.
With the
you really, it's like you so, knew this
and
question.
And the heels have to say, fuck the police.
F the sure police.
Right? FTP, yeah. FTP Air.
FTP Air.
Alvin, what do you think?
I was thinking of doing like the Beatles.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's really cool too.
You know how they have like the bus?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like a yellow.
Yellow, or like a yellow submarine.
Yes.
Yep.
Sorry, the submarine.
The yellow submarine.
Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
White culture, man. I got you.
We all live in the yellow
submarine. Yeah. And then same thing with Joel. Just do it on a 90.
Okay. It kind of looks like a submarine.
Yeah. But the swoosh will be translucent.
So you can see through it.
You see through it. And then you'll have another smaller translucent sole on like the toe box.
Oh, my goodness.
For more windows.
Wow. You know? Like you're in a yellow submarine.
Exactly.
I respect it.
And then the heel tab will be a beetle, like a literally a beetle.
A literal beetle.
Yeah.
Do I get to answer this?
You better.
Of course.
Come on, bro.
Sitting over no. here.
No. Next up.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. I think artist-wise, got to go James Brown.
Okay.
Ooh, and I'm thinking he's got that cape.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking throw it like a Jordan 8 or something like that.
Okay.
That way you can turn that like the cover shrouds into some type of cape like.
Oh my goodness.
Cut the check.
Accessory. Yes.
That's cool.
Do like something like a maroon color because you rock those like red maroon suits and then just do a little kind of glittery on the
strap.
Sure. Jeez.
Oh my goodness.
Yo, Kelly didn't come to play today, bro.
Holy smokes. Man. I think ready. For me, I would do Michael Jackson. And it's got to be all red.
I almost said
I almost said Run DMC, Adidas Superstars. So, you know, I know.
That's new.
I know.
Damn.
Michael Jackson, all red, glittery, like Kellen said, because that's just the swag. And like a Jordan 1. So kind of like the Legends of the Summer, Justin Timberlake Jordan 1s. But basically that, but it's Michael Jackson instead of Justin Timberlake.
What if like one of the laces was black for the glove?
Okay, just like one.
I don't know.
I'm with it, man. I like it. I think Nike needs to give us a call. Somebody needs to give us a call because our phone lines are quiet right now. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Super cute.
Thank you. I went last for the fire round, so I'm going to go first for the CGS
Makes
picks.
Sense.
Out
Makes
of sense. Fairness, yeah. really. It's for sure, equality for sure. and Rotational. Equity out here. So my pick this week is a Jordan 3. Surprise, shocker. Jordan 3 UNC. Which is allegedly coming up just in time for March Madness. So maybe beginning of March is the rumored release date. It's, I think, March 7th is what they're saying. So they're really, really similar to the PE, the player edition that the Tar Heels, players and coaches and staff got a couple years ago. The only difference that I could find is just there's no UNC. University logo on the actual tongue.
It was the Tar Heels, right?
Yes, the Tar Heels.
Yeah.
It's just a baby blue jump man, but still it's like, these are really good. Mm-hmm. These look like they could have come out in 1988. Like these are fresh. Like they did it properly. This is how you're supposed to do a new colorway or newer colorway. In an OG model, like we talked about last week, you do it simple, you do it right, and it's going to become a classic. And I could definitely see these being one of those shoes that, it's simple in its design, but it's one of those things that, yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, allegedly March 7th.
Ooh,
is what they're saying.
Birthday present.
There you go.
I was going to say myself as well.
Do you guys share the same birthday?
Yeah.
I'm 6.
8.
Damn.
Six. Yo, what are we 68. Doing this year, bro?
68.
I think we're going to unwrap our Jordan.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You guys can go line up together.
I'm down, man.
But yeah, for me, these would be a scoop, I think. Mm-hmm. It looks like the leather is good enough and all that kind of thing. The only gripe, I guess, that I could have with it, but it could go either way, is that it's a Jumpman on the heel and not Nike Air.
They did the same thing tab. With the Black Cat 4.
Yeah.
Which I was really disappointed
about. Wait, they did a Jumpman?
They did a Jumpman as opposed to a Nike Air.
So here's the thing, like, I think that they're trying to stick with, but then again, it kind of doesn't make any sense. It's kind of up in the air. I think on OG colors, they're doing Nike Air, and on shoes that are either retros or are not OGs, they're doing
Jordan.
Jumpman. Yeah, did because the Black Cats, I don't know. I think that actually had Nike Air. So I guess, I mean, see, that's why I said I don't really know. But doesn't Black Cats sense. Originally, they had the Jumpman.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Which is cool.
It's interesting. Would you have preferred it with a Nike Air on the Black Cats? I just think,
not that I was going to buy the Black Cats anyway, because I have the ones that came out in old,
a long
whatever.
Time ago. Yeah.
But I've always been a fan of this shoe. It's just when you're dropping, like when you're changing up the box, which the box is fucking lit.
Yeah, the triple black box is really cool.
And then everything else is going to, well, not everything else, I guess, now, but like most of the retros that have been releasing have had
Yeah.
The Nike on the back. It would only make sense.
I want to know what their like criteria is, or is it just like the flip of a coin? One side is Nike Air, one side is Jumpman, because like it just seems that way now, right? Like it's
or whichever one they had left over from the last retro.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, we have some black Nike Air. No. Use that for the.
We got 10,000 tabs.
Yeah. Come on. We need another Jordan 4 stat.
Did they do a Jumpman on the winterized ones?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a Jumpman.
It's cool.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Yeah, it seems like it's really
whatever
they feel like on any given day. Yeah. Depends who's working that day.
Yeah.
You know, you go to like a McDonald's and sometimes a McFlurry is mixed really well.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's just like it's Smarty and then it's like 35,000 gallons of
just
soft serve. Yeah, and then your first two bites are great and then after that it sucks.
Just soft serve.
That was a really long-winded way of saying maybe it depends on who's working that day.
Your pick though, you don't think they should have left the Tar Heel on there somewhere?
I think if they did, they would probably have to pay the school. So they probably didn't do it for that reason.
I swear they supply the school with shit anyway. So
I think they do too, but I'm sure there's a way that, I don't know. It's kind of, that's probably why though. They would have to give the school like a percentage or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, I'm good.
I would have loved it with them. The UNC. I like them a lot. This, I guess, makes it more wearable for a non-UNC fan.
You can wear it with whatever baby blue you want.
Exactly. Ooh. If I wear Nuggets. It with, I don't know anything. There you go, yeah.
I don't know who else.
You don't look like you don't know what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, eeny, meeny, miny, Mr. Kumar.
Oh, shit.
What's your pick?
For this one? I'm doing the Nike Air Max 1 City Pack.
Yes.
That honors London in Amsterdam. So the London pair, I love just because it looks like the Nike SB London shoe.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. A lot.
It's even got the little squiggly thing.
Yeah. I don't know what that even is. Heel. What is that?
I don't know, but I loved it on the SB and I love it that it's on like the Air Max one as well. And they use the same color scheme, let's say. I mean, it's got like suede on it, leather, and just like...
corduroy on the heel too.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just like that pair is sexy. And then you get the Amsterdam, more neutral colors. But then you got like, as opposed to the mini swoosh on the toe box, you also get like the three X's, which I don't know what it represents. It doesn't really say.
I mean, it's Amsterdam.
In the description.
XXX. You draw the line.
Red light district.
I was going to say, it's red as well.
It's three red X's.
But it's
X's.
Also got like the spider web on the back heel, what it looks like. At least it looks like a spider web. But again, like crazy materials. If I can, I will.
Yes.
These are like a super scoop.
Yes.
Both?
Both?
Yep.
I probably can't, though.
Do you prefer one over the other?
Fuck. Fuck you, Lawrence.
What? I gotta ask the hard-hitting questions out here.
I'll say the London.
You know what?
As plush.
What?
I want Alvin to say what. Go ahead.
What?
No, go ahead. You know what?
What?
I agree.
Oh. As much as I love Triple X, I mean, the materials on the shoe.
Yeah.
Like, I still prefer the Londons just because of how they kind of took from the London SB pack.
Yeah, that's like super cool. And it's more wearable for sure, too. The gray and the blue.
Yeah.
I really like those a lot.
You could wear London with a suit.
Yeah, you could dress that up gray with suit. Even with a pair of blue jeans. Like you're out there destroying your day
with like a blue bow tie or something. Like, jeez,
it's over. It's over, man.
It's done. Just super classy.
Who's getting married next?
I think it's your turn again, bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're due. Joel, what's your? Oh, you said this scoop. Sorry.
Super scoop.
Super scoop, but not a whoopty whoop. In between the two.
Yeah, because they probably won't. If they come to Canada, it's probably gonna be stupid limited.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I wonder if they will. Joel,
My pick is the Adidas Superstan.
Superstan.
Superstan. Yeah.
Not just a stan.
It's not just a stan. It's a Superstan.
Okay. Not to be confused with Goku.
No,
who's a Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan.
Superstan.
And it's not to be confused with. You know what I'm saying? It's super stat.
Can we start over?
So what it is, you have the upper of the Stan Smith, the iconic, clean, white, green hits of the Stan Smith with the with the three stripes all in the, you know, the iconic, you know, perforated leather. Mm. And then they hit you with the aged look of the shell toes, mm-hmm, of the superstars. So this is like a hybrid kind of thing. It really goes really well together.
Mm-hmm.
On the heel, it's got Super Stan.
That's the best part.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of like, you know, Superstar or whatever, or Stan Smith, it's got Super Stan on it. But yeah, man, it's a super, super cute sneaker for me. It's all white, predominantly all white, and, super clean. Just like Hal says, you could probably wear these with a suit as well.
Easily. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Easily. So yeah, man, these drop like February 1st.
It's almost February. Holy crap.
Yeah, I know, man. So fast.
Wow.
No price yet, but yeah, man.
We're getting older soon, Kyle. Dude,
for real.
Trust me, I feel it every day.
Super cute. Super cute.
Super cute.
Super cute. Cute.
Our guest, Kellen, you have a pick for us, right?
I do. Yeah. I went off the map and onto the course, and I'm going with the Nike Air Max 97 Golf Grass.
Ooh. So cool.
Not sure if you've seen these guys. Nike in the past year and a bit has kind of focused a bit more on their golf shoes, Air Max 1s, Air Force 1s.
Jordan 1s.
Two weeks ago, or Silver Bullet 97.
Oh, yes.
So these grass 97s, full air unit on the base. Coloring is yellow inside of it. Oh, other than that, you just have the white and the grass green. Insole is green to match the grass. It's just cute for me. Like I would love to just walk around with those at work one day or something. But
I'm sure they're non-slip. They have
unfortunately
studs.
I don't think I could pull them off on the daily. But they're cute for me. I like them.
They're super cool. Yeah. Yeah. And it has that same grass upper. It looks like as the Air Max 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exact
same. So cool.
I wish I golfed.
Sold out. Yeah.
Instantly.
I haven't seen anybody wearing them though. So I guess no one was bold enough to walk around in a golf shoe with the little nubs on the bottom.
I'm the only one. Right?
I do like those a lot. Right. For real. Next up, this week in kicks, now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. First up, as we mentioned before, Wiz Khalifa is selling off some of his sneakers. I didn't even know he was a sneakerhead, I'm not gonna lie. So the artist has listed many of rare sneakers from his collection to help raise money for music education by way of his nonprofit, or not his nonprofit, it's just a nonprofit organization called Little Kids Rock.
Oh, nice.
So he's got like black cement threes, white cement threes, obviously a lot of Chuck Taylors.
Obviously.
You know, yeah. Taylor Gang, what up?
Yeah.
Gang Gang. And then there's actually a couple of like customs that were really cool. So there was a Taylor Gang Jordan 4 custom. And then there was, I actually just sold the cap, but it's the Fuck, Supreme logo, like the denim one, on an Air Force One. Ooh. So it was like they repurposed the material probably from like the jacket or whatever from that Supreme Fuck collection from years ago and reconstructed an Air Force One, which was really cool. If you're interested, cause I had checked, there's still a bunch of pairs available. If you want to buy
what
one
size
of, I don't know what's, I didn't check what size he wears,
tall, man.
But there's a bunch of pairs still available. If anyone wants to buy Wiz Khalifa's mostly beat up shoes, cause a lot of them were, well loved. You can go thewizvault.com and take a look. Some were sold out, like those customs I mentioned are gone. But lots of Chuck Taylors in very, very poor condition available. Not sure what the pricing was like. Next up, Jackie Chan. Oh my goodness, I haven't heard his name in so long. Thank you. Jackie Chan is collaborating with a sneaker brand. Thank goodness. It's the thing that I didn't know that I needed in my life. Jackie Chan has collaborated with Li Ning to curate a collection of 10 pieces, including streetwear and sneakers. The collection is super martial arts inspired. And the sneakers kind of look like a ninja trail shoe almost. I don't know if anybody's seen it. It's black and white. It's got like a really thick outsole, but it's like a sleeker. It almost looks like maybe neoprene upper. But overall it's like a trail shoe shape. So a little bit clunkier. Very interesting. I don't know if this is Li Ning's first venture into the streetwear side. But I mean, if it is, then this is the way to do it with Jackie Chan as the face of your brand. especially as a Chinese-based brand. Like,
yeah.
If you want to sell stuff, you get that guy to help you.
I'm not even kidding. I want to see the commercials.
Oh, for sure.
He's definitely kicking some ass.
100% in his air shit. Jackie yeah. Chan.
And then right before he hits someone with that air kick, it'll just pause and just zoom into the shoes.
Slow-mo on
and
the
then
shoe.
It'll be like yeah. dust coming off after he hits. Yo, Li Ning, hit us up. Right we know how to do the choreography for you.
Production design. My phone has slow-mo on it.
Yup.
So the collection already released in China. Exclusively what? So far on January 19th, but there is expected to be a wider release.
Nice.
So don't worry, everybody who wants to get their first pair of Li Nings, you may have an opportunity coming soon.
Actually, cool. Another celebrity, I guess, if he's still a celebrity, doing a collabo with Li Ning is Ricky Rose.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I Dude, saw what? It on like, cause I guess Complex is doing like a closets.
Yes. Yeah.
Thing now.
Yep.
And he was on the episode most recently. He's got a pretty good collection. The way he displays it is pretty cute. But then he just obviously had to go into the whole, yeah, I'm going to do a Li Ning. Oh. He's got his own shoes. He's like, yeah, it's for my album. My new album.
Wow. Oh. Is that how he talks in real life too?
He did. Like Joel LaPuma was like, yeah.
Sandwich.
He's like, hey guys, we're here today with Rick Ross. And Rick Ross is just like, oh.
So we all along thought it was an ad lib.
No, it's just that's how he
like Tourette's
people.
And we, yeah, he just, it's a lifestyle. It's not an ad lib. Next up, Jordan Brand is going hard for All-Star Weekend. Mm. I'm assuming everybody's seen it by now. All the releases that were officially announced, finally. It's been a bunch of stuff rumored and speculated for a long time, but all of it's on the table now. But specifically, Jordan Brand is collaborating with 8 different Chicago artists for All-Star Weekend, which is really, really cool.
That's cool.
So it's known as the 8x8 collection, and the sneakers and clothing will be dropping in celebration of the game's return to Chicago, because it's been a while.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you know, Jordan, well, you guys know. So
wait, he played in Chicago?
Allegedly.
I thought he played
for I've only
Wizards.
Ever
no,
seen
that's
it
where
on,
he played baseball.
I've only ever seen it on YouTube. Yeah. So I don't know.
Minor leagues in Chicago, right?
So the Jordan baseball cleat. So the collection is headlined by the Jordan 5 Off-White, which kind of makes sense now, the reason we saw the leaks and the reason that it's all... So that kind of makes sense. Does that... I'll talk to you about it after. So it's headlined by that, obviously. Chance the Rapper's initiative, Social Works, has an AJKO, which is really cool looking, actually. Yeah. They did a good job. Sheila Rashid is getting a Jordan 1. Cole Bennett, who is a music video director, is getting a Jordan Aerospace 720. And there's a couple other, I guess there would be 4 more, a couple more shoes, and then some clothing as well. Really cool. I kind of wish they did this for Toronto when they were here, because that would have been crazy. There's some really nuts collaborations
after
they could have done.
After we win the championship this year, they'll come back. Don't worry.
Once they do a back-to-back. Once you win a championship, you've got to get an All-Star game pretty soon, you would think, right?
Yeah, another, but we're also like, have you seen the refs?
Was it 2016 that it was here? 2015?
It definitely wasn't 2015. It might have been
2016. Then, yeah.
It was like 3 or 4 years ago.
It's been 4 years. I think it's time. Like, where else are they going to go? Charlotte? Who goes to Charlotte? Sorry. Sorry, everybody in Carolinas there. North and South. If you're listening, I apologize. So, yeah, does this make you... not specifically Alvin, but kind of specifically Alvin, rethink how you feel about the Off-White Jordan 5, knowing the reason. Now there's a reason that it exists. It's not just Virgil is like, I want a Jordan 5 now. I don't know how he sounds. and then they gave him one because he's like, I want to put a hole in it. Like, because there's a reason now. Like the All-Star Games in Chicago, they're doing this 8x8 collection. Does it kind of add to the story a little bit and make you respect the collection or the piece a little bit more? Or because you had some strong words against it previous.
I mean, congratulations, but it's, in my personal opinion, fuck off.
Damn, I thought we had
like, you know, it's like Off-White, you can fuck off. They should have put that on there too. I don't like it.
You don't like it, eh?
It's, I think it's the window.
The window, like on the inside, is just kind of cool because you can see that under the cage, I guess is what it would be called.
I get it.
You can see it's printed, like the off-white for Virgil. And then there's the window and you can see it clearly. So it kind of continues that, like that little detail was really cool for me seeing
and
the
detail. Deconstruct shoes and just makes them ugly and shit. So I get it. Fine.
So you're, that's a scoop for you, right?
Super poop.
Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Alvin, any shoes last week?
Oh, shit. I don't think so.
Thanks for preparing.
Oh, no. Joel, I got I got the low-cut Air Jordan 1s, the purple ones.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Core purple.
Yeah. The core purple lows. Yeah.
Super clean.
And plus, with like, your when new Raptor jersey. With the Raptor jersey. Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah. It's summertime. Too easy. And then the low cuts are just fucking banging right now, you know?
Yeah. So. It's too easy. It was easy for you. Yeah. Yeah. Joel, any shoes?
I finally got the Knicks colorway for the rivalries.
Oh, nice.
In the lows.
Sweet. Yeah. Oh, in the lows.
In the lows, yes. Yeah. So they came from JD. Ooh. JD Sports. And order from there, bro? Because you don't get hit with duties, yo.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Really? And they're out of where? Yeah,
they're out of the UK.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, JD.
You're just a UK man now, huh?
I was just checking it out. I was like, yo, they have my size.
Wow. Straight from the UK now, bruv.
Hey, bruv. JD Sports, bruv.
JD.
It's a JD Sports.
They're from England, right? Is that a city in China?
Chinatown, England.
Chinatown, England. The UK, eh? Yeah, clearly, we have no idea about anything about geography.
Somewhere on the planet. Just, somewhere.
It's all flat, anyways. So.
It's on that street.
It's down the road. Yeah. I can probably see it if I get high enough, right? That's how it works. So we did get blessed by Under Armour Canada once again. It's felt like every week. Like, these guys are just going in with us. It's amazing.
That pair is crazy.
The Curry 7 Our History, which is the Black History Month pair from Under Armour Canada.
Very nice.
So, Steph, it kind of sucks that he's not playing because it would just add to the story a lot.
Yeah.
But the whole idea is that he went to I don't remember the exact name of the museum, but it was an African American history and culture museum, I think in Washington. And he went like as an off season thing with a bunch of, African American youth, and they went and learned the history and everything. And he was really inspired by his visit. So the shoe is based on the colors and the theme of that museum. And the heel tabs have coordinates on them, and that's the coordinates of that museum in Washington. Really, really cool. Like, those kind of details are awesome. Under Armour has just been, like...
I always put those Easter eggs, like, in their shoes.
You think that's him? Like, I think he's clever and smart.
It could be him, too. Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
he's the one... I wouldn't be surprised. The designer said from last year's pair that...
Yes.
He wanted his children's names in there somewhere.
And it's... Yeah, like, we met the designer of the Curry 6. Six. Last year. It actually might have been the 5, might have been 2 years ago. I feel like it's been forever. We met the designer and he mentioned, that Steph is really involved in the whole process. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Crazy.
Interesting. Cool. Kellen, any recent pickups? Yours doesn't have to be from the last week because you weren't here last week.
I got two purchases in the last week.
Oh my God. So it is in the last week. Holy shit. Yeah. Let's not even go for it. Past that then.
Plug your ears, wifey. So one Soul Savvy, I just scooped a pair of 350 V2 all black, static blacks.
Oh, nice.
Retail, always.
Oh, always retail.
Yeah, perfect.
Always.
And then just for my other life, picked up some Birkenstock Boston Kith collabs for the kitchen.
That
was a StockX purchase.
Damn.
They actually arrived in the kitchen today. I haven't even opened the box. I will do that when I get home.
Damn. Wow.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. You can wear that in the kitchen?
Cooking, bro.
I'm the boss. I can.
That's true.
I
can, yeah.
No one's going to tell me no.
Except the health inspector. But not even him.
Nope.
Got him in the palm of my hand.
Yeah, I mean, he could. But he'd probably just look at them and be like, ooh, nice shoes.
What is that kit?
Where's the rest of the kit?
Kit-ish.
What brand is that?
Certified. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. A couple cool messages this week. So the first one from Rushy Grant. Yo, great, Rushy. Great friend of the show.
That's my guy. Right there.
He says, in regards to our chat about JB pumping out all the old silhouettes that we had last week, rather than trying new things, he said, as we were talking about that, he kind of got inspired and went back and looked at the J23 app.
Yo, he went and did some research for
us. He went back a whole year and looked at every, because we talked about how it feels like every day there's a Jordan 1 coming out.
Yeah,
he did the math. He crunched the numbers. You're not ready, because I wasn't ready for this.
He's the man.
So last year in 2019, 20 OG high Air Jordan 1s. Remember, there's 12 months in a year. Yeah. 20 OG high AJ1s. 13 mid AJ1s. 19 mid SE. AJ1s.
What?
14 low AJ1s. 8 women's AJ1s.
I like that stat.
That's a nice one.
I'll take 14 of those. if you're putting 14 of the lows.
So. But 14, I'm trying to think of what lows came out.
I guess there's a lot. Oh, well,
there was the
Shattered Backboard, Royal,
SBB, Royal Purple, Black Toe.
That's already gold.
The yellow ones, the gold ones.
That's already like sick. Yeah. So okay, there was overall over 70 pairs of Jordan 1s in every variation in 2019.
Damn.
Wow. 70.
7-0.
I'm glad I didn't cop all those.
That's crazy. That's once a week. That's more than once a week.
I think I got like 4 or like 5 or something.
Well, you suck then, because you missed a large number.
What you call that is a low percentage hit.
Yeah.
A low percentage hit.
So 70 pairs in 2019 of Jordan 1s. That's more than one a week. So it does. So as we were saying, it feels like it's a lot. It was a lot. And then he also says, regarding our OG conversation, I'm aligned with most of what you guys were saying. If it's done right, it's what creates a classic. A lot of the top colorways in some models weren't even OGs, mm-hmm. as there were actually not a ton of OG 3, 4, and 5s anyways. So they were done so well that it became staples. Cool Gray 4s, Mocha 3s, Raging Bull 5s are examples that he gave.
Yep.
So first of all, Rushy, thank you for that whole research.
Yo, yeah, Max, did. Bro.
Because God knows, he's watching right now. We were not going to do that kind
no.
of
thing. Not at all.
That's insane.
You know, tax season's coming up. Yeah. I got a couple extra bucks.
For real, yeah. You seem
got
like
a few
pretty
extra minutes there.
Counting there. Next up, so this wasn't actually an EEE. It wasn't sent in, but it's just an interesting take on what's going on in the sneaker game right now. So I'm going to throw it in here because there's nowhere else really to put it. It's from Just Calby.
I know that guy.
I did have to. So it was a little bit strongly worded. So I did have to change a couple of phrases in there because I don't want to offend anybody. But the
crazy rich people.
The gist of it is in there. So he says, I look at sneakers the same way I look at art. And just like art, I have favorite artists or designers. Dude these days don't even look at pairs. They look at resale price tags. Their whole style is based off what someone in China is willing to spend on a sneaker. These guys don't realize how incredibly whack that makes them. The living equivalent of a banana on a wall. So yeah, so the whole idea, if you're not familiar with what he's referring to, is that a lot of the shoes that are going for high price tags now are being driven up that way because the Asian sneaker market is just tenfold bigger than ours and even the States, and richer than ours. Like, they just have more money than we do. So a lot of the things that would normally sit over here or would just be kind of meh, that's why you never see anything actually being worn here, is because it's being sold on StockX. And it's obviously going over to China because you notice, or Asia in general, because the 8.5, 8, 7.5, 9, 9.5 sizes go for crazy money. So it drives up the prices. So that's kind of what he's saying, is that people aren't actually like, oh, that's a nice shoe, I'm going to go buy it and wear it. People are like looking at StockX and pre-release, this shoe is going for $700. Oh, it must be nice, I want it now. And it's honestly it's a really hot take, obviously, because of a lot of reasons. But it's interesting to think about when you think about it in that sense. Like, if there was no aftermarket at all, what would you really be wearing? And there's, like, I can't even think of another equivalent in your life where it's like you're using your own free mind just to choose. Like, the last time...
Fruit,
sure.
A banana.
Yeah. You're a banana man?
I freely choose this banana instead of that banana.
Oh, but so you're still between bananas. Okay.
Yeah.
Not between different fruits.
Well, it's which banana? I prefer to eat a banana over a... What's the really sour orange?
Apple.
What? Grapefruit.
A really sour orange. Like the last time that I remember very specifically it being a thing where it's like you don't really have that outside influence where it's going to sway you either way is buying a car. Because you're just genuinely like, for me at least, I was literally just like, because you're like a free agent almost. Because I'm not in that culture. I'm not in the car community. I don't care like what people think about it. So it's literally just like, which one do I think is cool? And then I pick which car.
But I feel like that's the same for people that aren't into the sneaker community when they just go buy shoes.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
There are car people that are the exact same.
No, 100%. I just mean for us, yeah, like in this space kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I drive like a
27.
So, yeah, 27 year old.
You drive
Ford,
27 cars?
A 27 AD.
I mean, it's got square wheels, but it makes it around, you know?
Square wheels make it around. Nice. but yeah, I mean, there's nothing really to take from that take except for just next time you're thinking about buying a pair of shoes, just think like, did I look at this first? Do I care about this? Does it matter? Because it shouldn't, obviously. It shouldn't factor into your decision at all, but it's definitely something to consider.
The thing that makes me think about is what's the percentage of all these like ludicrous dunk prices on StockX that are actually just flying over to China?
Yeah.
And how much are at like maybe Travis Scott or, you know, someone with real money.
An actual celebrity who can afford it now. Yeah.
Because you look at some of those prices and it, like the jump in caught in like last sale, 2,700, next one, 5,800. Like,
yeah.
What? What? Who's even doubling the 27?
Like, for real. Yeah. Who was like the last one sold for 24?
I don't want to pay $27.
I want to pay more than that.
Yeah.
Bid the same amount it just sold for? No way. Why would I do that?
So I'm curious how many, like, I would think, especially after that comment. I don't know Calbi. You said you know. I know that guy. I don't know Calbi. I would like to know Calbi after hearing that. Smart guy.
You guys look the same. We all look the same.
You three could be triplets.
I agree with that. Very, very, it's very true. Like, I'm an Air Max 90 guy, and most Air Max 90s are not hype. There are
not yet.
You just wait till this year.
Wait, this is it. Yeah.
They, like, I have.
Wait till Travis Scott comes out with an Air Max 90.
No, don't. No. Please don't.
Like, he put it into the universe now. It's coming.
Come on, man. Come on, Travis.
You just dug your own grave there, man.
You thought SBs were going to be bad this year?
I'll text him. He's a friend of the show, right?
He is a friend of the show.
You guys, we can text him.
Yeah. He was going to come this week, and we were like, sorry, Trav. Can I call you Travy? You can't make. Sorry, Kellen's coming.
Travy.
He's bringing his ring. So,
and he's like, "Oh, you stay home. I like that guy."
Yeah, he knows you. Yeah, he knows. That's you. The sound of real, authentic championship. next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say. Remember, use your words, gentlemen. Is thumbs up or thumbs down?
Kellen is putting his
championship ring on his thumb. Hopefully you put it up because if it's down, that's going to clunk. Because Chef Kellen is here, once again, Chef Kellen, this week's thumbs up, thumbs down, food-themed sneakers. Joel.
Thumbs up.
Alvin.
Way up.
I'm also up.
If I could take your thumbs and put them on my body for more thumbs, they would all be up.
I was stressed out a little bit there. I wasn't sure.
Yo, the chef doesn't like food themes.
I wasn't sure which direction we were going.
It's almost like that's a drug.
You can't talk about it. No, you're not allowed to talk about it. Sorry. I apologize. We let you say too much already. Yeah. It's
rewind.
Thumbs up.
Just
it's
rewind.
It's only
skip forward.
I have to. This whole episode is now garbage. I can't use any of this.
Okay, it wasn't recording.
We were so close. Not allowed to make that joke. It's not funny anymore. Next up, NSR, not sneaker related. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. It's my turn.
Yeah.
And I want to try something with you guys. I need you just to let me know if it's going to be okay. Because it's something very different.
Ooh.
I have two NSRs.
Whoa.
Can we do two 30-second segments?
I'm down.
Yeah.
Like back to back?
Oh, yeah. I know it's a minute of your time.
I'll let, you know what? We'll leave it.
Let's do it.
No, chef. Okay.
No, I'm in. I'm
chef
in.
Kellen, he's in. I'm sorry. I knew it was really he's out there, but
can't
I'm,
see it, but I'm leaning forward on it.
I'm chair. Glad. Okay. Okay. I was just making sure that we were okay. Thank you.
He's going to buzzer in.
No. One only. Get to 21 questions already. Okay. So, it's just because there's two varied things that happened within the past time that it's been my turn for NSR. So I had two things I wanted to ask and discuss. I think they're good ones. So the first one, timer starting now. So I don't know if you guys saw my snap, but my neighbors still have not just Christmas decorations, but an absolute lawn full of Christmas lights and decorations and fucking contraptions and stuff, blow up, whatever those things are. Still, so that snap was about a week ago. It's now, whilst we're recording this, January 24th, that whole front lawn is still done. Still. It literally lights up my washroom. It's so bright. I have frosted glass in my washroom and it's still shining through. It's like there's a police helicopter outside. When is the appropriate time to take down your Christmas tree / decorations? Please let me know.
Honestly, for us at my house, it was like ASAP, man.
Like right away. Like
Christmas happened, the weekend came, and we took them down.
You were like, fuck this. Ready for summer.
But to be honest, we had, I would say, the energy to.
Because
if not, that shit's staying up till the summertime. You know what I'm saying? Like, but like, I don't know. I was just like, you know what? Let's get rid of it.
Yeah.
And it's just like so much better, man. Our tree is huge.
Yeah, you have a big tree.
It takes up so much fucking space.
Yeah. No Christmas lights outside still, right?
No, I refuse
okay.
to do that.
Oh, so you don't do it at all anyway. No. So it's easy. Okay. No. Joel, what about you? Is your Christmas tree still up? It's not, right? It's not. Okay, good.
Usually it's like right after New Year's.
Okay, that's a good time, I think.
Right after New Year's, we take it down. But because we've been so busy with like ball on the weekend and whatnot, it lasted maybe a couple of weeks. Like, you know what I mean?
Afterwards. Okay.
But,
yeah. Okay, bro.
But yeah, man. Like,
my neighbors are still beating you, so it's okay. It's fine.
But yeah.
I think I agree with you. Right after New Year's, because you know, if you have a New Year's party, it's still the holidays. You have a Christmas tree up, maybe some lights outside. January 1st and a half, it's out of there. It's got to be. Chef Kellen, what do you think?
I've already got my Valentine's tree set up. So, the easiest way to do it, just take off the ornaments, get the Valentine ornament. nice. I'm pretty much in line with you guys. When I grew up, the law was kind of you had 7 days. So
yeah. 7 days.
So New Year's Day is kind of your foray into breaking that down.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I was a couple days later than that.
That's fine. You worked on Christmas probably, so.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did. Early morning. Tough loss, though, too. That's what's more important was that made me angry.
That was sad.
I don't mind working at all as long as we win.
That's true. So my next one, also very relevant. So, just so we can have a conclusion for the first one. By the way, that was 30 seconds. They've been up for too long. My neighbors need to take them
down.
Yep. If they're up for another day, I'm going to egg their house and run my car across their lawn.
I think I would just, every day, I would take one piece from them.
take one ball box.
It's like a tax.
Whatever it is, take one inflatable thing tonight, and then tomorrow you take
it. I'll just like shoot at it, or I'll go slash it or something.
No, just take a knife, and all they hear in the house is like...
I just need to leave a threatening letter, I think, maybe. Like, this is the police. We're leaving you this notice because you have to take down these ugly Christmas decorations immediately. No, man,
not even the police. The Easter Bunny.
This is Cupid.
You're in my time.
This is Cupid. You're encroaching on my time of celebration. Okay, so my next one. Like I said, once again, thank you for letting me do this. It means a lot.
That's okay.
Yeah. We were going to do it anyways, but I appreciate it. The support is what really matters. So my mom and actually my dad's birthday was 2 weeks ago. My dad planned a vacation from September for my mom's birthday. They went to the Dominican Republic or no, Cuba. Sorry. They went to Cuba for 10 days. Didn't tell her until her birthday. So she thought she was working, went into work. He went in at lunchtime. So technically she worked that half day for free because she wasn't getting paid that day. my dad contacted her boss, everything, arranged everything so that she wouldn't have to work, whatever. Went in, was like, "You want to go to Cuba?" She's like, sure, when? He's like, right now, we're going. He packed her bags for her. They went. My question, because this is important. Would you ever trust anyone to pack for a vacation for you?
No. Hell fucking no.
You're getting a free vacation. A surprise. Can you imagine the surprise?
If it's Cuba, or if it's like all inclusive.
That's different.
Yo,
right.
Pack my bags. I'm down. Like, I trust you with that. Like,
I don't need anything.
You know where my undies are. You know where my shorts are. Like, just bring that shit. Your shit. Yeah.
Undies.
If we're going to...
somewhere
skinny dipping. If we're going somewhere where I have to think about an outfit,
we gotta dress.
We have to dress up.
Going to New York City,
possibly coordinate a sneaker or three, or four. I gotta do that myself.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yo, Sasha knows how to dress. She has really good fashion sense, but
that's a big but.
But that's her fashion sense. Yeah. That's how she likes to dress.
Babe, you don't like this cardigan?
I like to dress a certain way, and so does she. So it's like, I would never pack for her.
Yeah. Mm.
As much as I think I could, you know? No, I still wouldn't do that. So,
No. Joel, can Mare pack your bag for you for a 10-day trip anywhere?
No.
It was a flat no.
No.
Not even close.
Not even close.
This is the guy who said monarch.
That's true, yeah.
Packing his monarch?
But like I was saying, like, just like with you, like, if you had to, like, coordinate, like, an outfit or whatever, like, you know, leave the sneakers alone. You know, like, I'll do the sneakers myself. I'll pack that. But, like, other than that, like, you know, with, like, you know, whatever, swim trunks, boxers, whatever, she could do all that stuff. She could all handle that. But, like, with, like, stuff for the feet? Nah.
I think it's because we're sneakerheads.
That's the problem. That's what it is, man. Yeah, we have an issue, not them. I think it's definitely us. Yeah. Kellen, is anyone packing your bags for you?
I think my wife could do a better job packing for me than
damn.
I could for her.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I think, I got a limited wardrobe, so she sees what I wear. I'm sure she could
just empty the closet. Just,
I mean, obviously, same as you guys, the shoes would be the issue. But I mean, I don't think there's anything in my collection that she's going to pick that I'm not going to be happy wearing because I already own it. So,
right.
Again, picking for her.
Seriously,
please don't sign me up for that. Yeah. Just I'll pack the whole dress.
We got any more suitcases in here?
What's the weight limit on that? Yeah, what do you mean 50 pounds?
You guys had a little bit longer answers, so I'll keep it short. No,
still kept it under 30.
Thank you. We just made that was really close. Next up, promos. So first up, well, I guess when this airs, it'll be a public thing. So 2 days ago, Smirnoff Canada sent me to a Raptor game, which is amazing. So just as a quick backstory. So we were supposed to go. We did a live draw. It was the most exciting episode ever in the history of True Size. Live draw. I was a big fat loser. There was a mix-up, so it got rescheduled. Smirnoff Canada, being the stand-up, gentlemanly and gentlewomanly people that they are, offered to not only give us one game as a makeup, but three games as a makeup, which is just incredible. Like, what the heck
That's
is
crazy.
Wrong with them?
That's crazy.
Insane.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Why are you so nice? I'm not used to it.
Are you Canadian?
Jeez.
Hey.
Smirnoff Canada, are you Canadian? So, first of all, so I went Philadelphia. I chose that game because, I mean, bro, playoff rematch. It's my first time. I got to see the banner for the first time. Got those chills. Like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's staying forever. Really, really cool. Seats are amazing. Really good game. I mean, it was a really good win. We were down by like 12 or 17 or something at one point. So it was a really good win. But yeah, so thank you, Smirnoff Canada. That was incredible. And then you guys are also going to games.
Yep.
When's your game, Alvin?
March 20th.
And who are they playing?
The Celtics.
Oh, yes. Boston. You can see Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker.
No relation to Luke Sky.
Luke Sky.
Joel, which game are you going to?
All I know is Good Friday.
Yeah, it is Good Friday. So, oh, yeah. You're going to
Atlanta.
Atlanta Hawks. Yeah. Vince Carter's last game in Toronto ever. Yes, that's right.
If he doesn't get traded to us first.
Can you imagine?
Starting all-star Trae Young as well.
I don't want to put any bad vibes into the air. For you or me, because I'm going to that game too. I got tickets for Christmas. Can you imagine Vince getting traded and you having to sit through an Atlanta Hawks game? But if he doesn't, then you, all of a sudden you had any game to choose from and you chose the Hawks. And it feels like the worst decision of your life. I would be in the same boat as you, man, because I asked for that game for Christmas. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, shit, I guess I'm watching Trey drop 92 points. And then the rest of the team drops zero. And we win 140-92.
Yeah.
But yeah, once again, thank you, Smirnoff Canada. That was incredibly generous, yes. And what a game. I'm really happy I was glad able to be there, and these guys are looking forward to it as well. One more thing, as we mentioned last week, really quickly, we try to promote as many other people as possible. We try to, you know, reach out, put everybody out there as much as we can, but we're really hoping, at least for this month, this week, and then maybe next week we'll do it again, if you guys could take 2 seconds while you're listening to go on to iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, whatever you're listening, Podbean, and leave a really quick review. See, Kellen's doing it right now because he didn't do it last week, and he's showing it. He's publicly doing it in front of us.
It's Podbean.
He's like, shit, it's Podbean. Okay,
Podbean.
Sorry.
No, I'm just saying I'm on Podbean.
Oh, he's on Podbean. He's a Podbean user.
That's what I listen on.
Yeah. A 5-star review, maybe 4.5 is fine, I guess. A review, a little mini comment, whatever. You guys always share it every week, which is awesome. We appreciate that. But the reviews and stuff on iTunes, Spotify, all that kind of thing really do make a difference for us. We're trying to get out there as much as possible so we can get as much exposure as possible so we can bring better content for all of you. So it's a win, 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 win.
Win.
Oh, man, I was ready to hit that beat hard and you stole it. Next up.
Finishing each other's sentences, though, man.
Finishing each other's sandwiches. I do appreciate that, though. You are a delicious sandwich. So next up, this is the part of the show that everyone is going to skip to anyways. Next up, we do have 21 questions. Everyone's favorite game show within a podcast, 21 questions. We have Kellen Crum here visiting all the way from... Thank you for him, I guess. Is it for me or for him? All the way from the big city of Toronto, here to play today. Our last guest got 1 of 21, so you don't have really big shoes to fill. You are an NBA champion, though, so I mean, you have a pretty good odds here, I think. You know how this works. You know how this works. Don't sneak a look at the eye.
I'm going to tilt so I'm behind the screen.
Stay away from it. Don't cheat. Your own little mini fire round. No stress, but a lot of stress at the same time. Are you ready? You're married, man, so I know you played 21 questions at some point. Like,
I'm ready.
You're good. You're good. Just get like into your stance there. Let's go. Sit in your chair.
First
arms
question.
Out.
What are you? Arms up.
First question, ASL. Question number one, red or blue?
Blue.
Number two, air or boost?
Air.
Number three, who was the prime minister before Justin Trudeau?
Fuck.
Oh, the other guy.
That's it. It is the other guy.
Hint is conserve the energy.
Who?
Harris?
No, Stephen Harper. Stephen
you're
Harper.
Right.
You had the
you're
H.
Right,
you had one letter.
Harper.
Number four. What shoe are you looking forward to the most this year?
Ooh. Bacons.
Bacon 90s. Bacons. Allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly.
We'll see what alleged happens. 90s.
Number five. Steak or prime rib?
Steak.
Number six. Laces tied tight in a bow or hanging and loose?
I split, but I would say I do tied more.
Got it. Number seven, Dunks or Jordan 1s?
Jordan 1s.
Number eight, Air Max 1 or Air Max 90?
90.
Number nine, crew socks or no shows?
Crew socks.
Number 10, pineapple on pizza?
Never.
You just made me throw up by saying that.
Just cut it down right here. 11, it's the 11 questions.
Number 11, DeMar or Kawhi?
I gotta say Kawhi. I got the
ring.
He's
got the ring. Yeah. Number 12, would you rather go a half size up or a half size down?
Down.
Number 13, what brand do you want to see get a sneaker collaboration?
Ooh. You know what? I'm gonna go with a Canadian brand and say Quality.
Okay.
I love those
nice.
Pants.
Yeah. I like them too. I'm wearing their pants right now.
Very good
nice,
answer.
Nice, nice,
number 14, spell Mississauga.
Mississauga.
Got it. Number 15, favorite pickup last year?
Ooh.
Favorite pick. Air Max 90 off-white Desert.
Oh, oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Sick. Early in the year last year. Yeah. Beautiful.
I mean, I got them later.
Because I know you got another shoe last year, too. Okay, yeah. I knew that was that. I knew that was the answer. So I was waiting for it to pop up there.
They're both like those.
Top two.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, technically, I got
back
two
to back.
Sean's, so. Top three.
Number 16. Do you eat the butt piece of a loaf of bread?
Yes, I do.
Number 17. Glow in the dark or 3M?
Oh, man, I like both. I fall for all the gimmicks, so I'm going to go glow in the dark.
Ooh. Number 18, Jason Mark or Crept Protect?
Crept to protect, Jason Mark to clean.
Oh, okay, nice, that was a tough sentence, but it's a good answer. Yeah. Number 19, elephant print or cement print?
Elephant.
Number 20, what is your number one grail?
Bacon's.
Number 21, would you rather receive your number one grail or three other pairs from your top 10?
I want those Bacon's, man. If they are real and they're that is the only pair I get from this day forward for 2020, I will be more than happy.
Nice.
So I'll say just the grail.
Nike, you heard that.
You heard that, Nike? You're Nike. Listening.
And that.
I love you, Nike. I love all of you.
Let me just tally up the answers here. Sorry.
Did I get two?
One, two.
Sick.
Next up.
Hey, you did better than our last guest.
Not she did last. One and not a half, last, I think, man. We said for the last guest. He couldn't spell his name properly.
Clutch it enough.
My name is it two L's? Or next up, so like we like to do every time we have a guest for the first time, because it is your first time here.
Yeah.
Second attempt, first time. We like to go through what we call your soulography.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So first up, we want to know what got you into sneakers in the first place. Where did this all start from?
So basketball for me. I used to play much more actively when I was a kid. Public school on the team. And the first sneaker I remember picking out myself was a pair of Ewings.
Oh, jeez.
Like they were purple and green.
Nice.
And they were winter.
Oh,
were
God.
Winter Ewings. But the sneaker that made me like, I love sneakers now was the Grandmama Converse 2s.
Oh, man.
The black ones, because they came out in white as well. Yeah. The black ones were like, I can't even tell you how many times I cried in front of my parents or whatever I did to get those. But, that was early. And then it kind of died off for a while. Like obviously different things happened going through school and stuff like that. And then once I got out of school and was working again and kind of had the funds to jump back into it, as most of us kind of do.
Yep.
I maybe dove too far into it.
No such
kind of about nope. 10, you know, let's say 13 years ago, 2007-ish was when I dove back in really like fully into the deep end. I love it. Like you guys, I love the culture. I love the sneakers. I love the stories. I love community. I love everything. I love it all. So I'm happy to be a part. Happy to spend my money on things.
That, oh hell yeah!
That make me smile.
Heck yes.
I don't have too much free time in my life. Summer's outstanding. I work though that teacher hour style.
For real.
But September to June and July. September to June, you barely see me. Family barely sees me. So
that's why we're happy to have you out.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
Worked out well.
I've tried many times. I think around the 30s was the first time I said I would want to come by. So it has taken a while. I promise I will
70 weeks.
I promise that as long as the invite is there, I will keep coming.
Always
an outstanding invite, my friend.
Yeah, it's that's basically my soulography.
Amazing.
The wife didn't really understand it at first.
You know, they never do.
Hating it, but just kind of like, why do you have 50 pairs of sneakers?
Fucking weirdo.
Weird guy.
Yeah. The number's a bit higher now, but I think she gets it now. It's just a space problem for us.
Yeah.
I don't live in a mansion like Joel does here. we're on the fifth floor up here. And,
fifth floor.
Second closet.
If you go up the secret passageway, there's another closet.
Well, I took the fire pole down to get here.
This is actually just Jomar's house. Joel lives across there. Yeah.
This is the guest house.
I live at 99.
I guess that's basically it. Just buying more than I probably should, but we'll see. That might slow down in a bit. Right now, new baby. Well, not new, 16-month-old, and
new enough.
He likes to eat and stuff. And
sometimes, right?
Food. Grow
once in a while. Yeah. So annoying, huh?
He says diapers or something like that.
Who needs diapers?
I do. I do for all the money I'm spending on this guy.
Like you shit yourself, huh?
Yeah. Baby, he's great. He's great. And he's got his collection started too. He's probably at like 12 to 13 pairs.
It's cheaper to buy for him, right?
Yep.
So.
Oh, yeah.
It is, and it feels just as good to me.
So yeah, real talk.
I'm more
absolutely.
More than the next target is the Air Max 90 Volts. The women's and the kids dropped last week, but the men's aren't dropping for like
March.
A month.
That's right. Yeah.
March. Yeah. So. I will scoop all three. I will get the wife a pair. I will get the kid a pair. We'll get the sandwich style.
Yo, do it, man.
Small one in the middle.
Yeah, you got to do it.
So what is your timeline like then? Because usually you'll get into one thing and you'll kind of transition and go through phases and now you're into another thing.
Yeah, so I think I get what you're saying. So I would say originally I fell in love with fours.
Okay.
Jordan fours. So I still have 18 different.
Oh my god!
Different fours.
That's kind of insane.
Something like that. It might be less. 16.
That's why your wife doesn't get it.
but again, as you say, we kind of transition out. Yeah. I've not fallen out of love with them. I've just fallen more in love with others.
Yes.
Then it kind of went to Jordan ones and Air Max 90s were kind of like the mistress to the Jordan 1. And then the mistress was just so much nicer to me on my feed every day.
Yeah.
So eventually
she cared about you.
The 90s kind of overtook the ones. I still love ones. I would say that's 90s are number one. Then ones are number two. And I guess maybe fours are still three, but
still up there.
I don't have hate for them at all. I just don't race out of my way to purchase them.
I hope you don't hate them because you have 18 pairs of them. No, that'd be awkward when you walk in your closet. You hate every shoe.
Shoes drop in the world. Cool green. Green Glow fours will always be.
Oh yeah.
One of my top 10 pairs forever. Like wow. That was my first SneakerCon purchase. Like I went to SneakerCon first year being like, this is what I'm looking for.
Crazy.
I'm only here for this. And I actually had to work that day. So I left work. The lineup was gigantic. I was so mad, man. Yeah. got in. I think I was in there for like 20 minutes, just raced by tables, finally found one that fit. Bartered as we do,
you
gotta
try to until he's like, but on stock X, it's and then you walk away.
Right? It was like,
that's
was it,
true,
three years,
yeah.
Three? So it wasn't even prevalent then. He was just kind of like, whatever this, and I was like, well, this is what about this? And he was like, all right, let's do business. And I was like, here's cash, please enjoy,
please give me those shoes,
and I will leave this establishment immediately and go back to work
and make that money back right now. That's awesome. Yeah, I remember all the shoes you buy at Expos. It kind of just has like a different feel to it.
Yeah.
Because you were like out there.
Yeah. Well, I think I met you guys the first time. Did you guys have a table at, was it just Kicking It? No, not just that. It Kicks T.O.?
Kicks Ticks.
Arizona, the one, ACC.
The one that was at the formerly Air Canada Center.
Yeah. We had two tables. That was where I met you guys the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
At the first one that was out in the lobby or the second one that was on the floor?
On the floor.
Okay, we had a table there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the first
time. Oh my goodness.
We're like that's family.
A long time ago.
That was back. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know when that was. Holy smokes. That was, I think that was the game where they played Golden State.
Yeah.
That might have been the first one. And that's when Steph and Clay were not Steph and Clay. And we killed Golden State. I think we won by 30 that game. TBT.
We did that last year, too. So.
That's true. Yeah. What up? Kiss the ring, baby. So, not you.
You put it in front of my mouth. What am I going to do?
Before we get to that big piece of hardware, what's keeping you into sneakers then? Like we know what got you into it, your timeline, what's keeping you in it now? Because you said, you know, you fell out of love with the Jordan 4 a little bit. It's not the same that it used to be. What's keeping you in this?
You know, stories and the community, I would say. Stories of the sneakers. like I would say nowadays, as they're dropping 70 plus Jordan 1s a year, you're not just dropping straight random colorways. You got to put some type of story behind it, whether it's a collab or whether it's something else. So it just, the fact that sneakers are so much larger in the world now than they were when we kind of fell in love with them. I like that. Like I like that much, much like when I started loving the Raptors 25 years ago, people didn't love the Raptors, but now we are very much, one of the top five most popular teams in North America. So, things can change and for the good for me. And in the community, right? Like if I can make it to an event, I will absolutely make it, whether it's for 5 minutes or an hour or the whole day. I will do what I can to spend it. I just love it, man. I love talking with people. I love people telling me the pickups they have, why they got something, how long they've been searching for it. How scary the trade was in a parking lot for GG.
There's always a story, man.
There's always a story.
There's always a story.
And there's always, like, there's always a smile. You know what I mean? Like, something that you picked up might mean nothing to me, but just watching how excited it makes you puts a smile on my face too. Like that's, I love that shit. It's just community stories. I have money
for now.
I'm not a broke high school kid anymore. That's basically it. You mentioned something like really good, about how when we all got into sneakers, it was more of a low key thing, especially in Canada, Toronto specifically. It was a very underground thing. And then as it started to get more popular, there was some people who kind of turned their nose to it and they were like, oh, well, I was into it first. And then there's the other people who kind of embraced it and they were like, this is awesome. Like the thing that I love are, like, it's getting bigger, which is can only mean better things for me because that means more shoes. Like, if you think about 10 years ago, if we do the 10-year challenge or whatever in 2010, it was one Jordan 11 a year. It was two Jordan 3s a year. It was a release every month, not every week. It was a Jordan 1 every 3 years. Like, it was – so, I mean, if you're really in it for the right reasons, you have to be, at some sense, really loving it right now. And it's cool that you related it to the Raptors because, like you said, like 25 years ago, it was not an underground thing because they're still a basketball team. But in Canada and Toronto, it's like, this is Leafs town, right? Yeah, what are you doing? You want to play basketball on our court, on our rink too? Are you insane?
Oh, we got to share a building with
you guys? We have to do what now? You're a dinosaur? Like, pardon you? And now it's like, people may call it a bandwagon. So, I mean, at first, it can be definitely a bandwagon. And being a bandwagoner isn't necessarily a bad thing for anybody out there who's just getting into something. Jumping on a bandwagon at first is, okay, yeah, sure, that's how you found out about it because it got big.
Yeah.
It's do you stay and do you stay for the right reasons afterwards? Mm-hmm. And are 100%. You contributing, like Kellen said, are you showing up to events? Are you still a Raptor fan after they lose 3 games in a row or after 5 starters are injured for 10 games or whatever it is? That's the time where you show that you're really in the shit. So I like that you brought that up. It's interesting. But you said that when it first started to get bigger, you kind of were the – were you the nose turner? Is that what that was?
I was just as if you were saying some people were going to be the nose turners. I'm under the belief that I may not have. Yeah, there's a lot more people trying to get stuff now, but 10 years ago, I could get nothing. Like, I could literally get nothing. So
try being a sneakerhead in Canada 10 years ago.
There may be only 5 doors open right now, but there were 0 doors open before.
Exactly.
So people are still getting through. And again, if I don't get something, but Lawrence gets something and Joel gets something and Alvin gets something, fucking I'm happy, man.
Yep.
I'm happy. And I'm not the guy that, like, fuck, I just got the Travis's. I gotta put them on foot right away.
Yeah.
No, I did that with the Sean's because I fucking love those.
That was
shoes.
Different.
But I'm traditionally more the, I want to put it in the closet for a couple of years and let everyone else wear theirs out. So then I can pull mine out once they're kind of not around anymore.
Yeah.
People can be like, where did you get those?
Best
I can
feeling.
Be like, my closet. My closet. Under my bed in the middle.
The not middle, stock X,
second
stock
from the Kellen. Right middle row.
That's it.
Like you said, like 10 years ago, it was like impossible. Like you think it's impossible now. It's impossible because there's so many people. There's 100 times the amount of pairs in Toronto that there was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, it wasn't the fact that you couldn't get it because you didn't win a raffle. It was you couldn't get it because you don't live in America.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, it was the question was, are they going to come to Canada? I can't stress enough how many times we all had the discussion of, oh, I would love them, but I don't think they're going to come to Canada. Like that just isn't a sentence anymore that you have to say. I don't remember the last time I've had to say they're not coming to Canada unless it's literally a Air Max 1 London. Then I'm like, maybe it'll come to Canada because it's based on a city that's not in Canada. Like,
The percentage is super low.
Yes, there's not a lot of things.
It's a heavy flip, which I'm ecstatic
about. Absolutely, so like you said, it may be hard to get things now, but it was equally as hard for different and worse reasons way back then.
Yep.
So I know it's been what? What is it? It's January, June is what? Six months-ish back. You have a big, I want to call it a house because it's very large. Like Joel's house is large.
We all had to put on sunglasses.
It's like a vehicle. It's an NBA championship. It's talking to you guys right now at home. You can't hear it, but the diamonds are glistening. It's the NBA Raptors 2019 championship ring.
It's heavy.
Do you want to tell the people what's good with this hardware on your hand right now? Because if they don't know you, they don't know what's going on. They just think that you're sitting there with a replica plasticky ring that you bought for $20 online. and you're flexing it real hard.
I mean, hey.
I can't confirm.
I do have one of those at home, too. But... I'm very proud to work at MLSC. I've worked there since 2007, started as a lowly apprentice cook and have figured my way up to the top. So I kind of oversee all food service in the arena now, including servicing the teams. Servicing the teams. I didn't mean to say it like
that. Yeah, you do.
feeding the teams.
Hey, Pascal.
when they're on campus in the building. So for 13 years, I have helped feed the Raptors and visiting teams, I guess. That's before games, after games, during games.
Puts poop.
All of that good stuff.
Can't confirm that.
After 13 years, we got the chip. We put in the work this year, and pretty much every employee got a ring. Whether you were a kind of part timer, just hourly worker, you kind of got the I don't want to call it the lowly ring, but the replica ring. That everyone got on game one and all that. And then there are like three or four stages up before the Kyle Lowry 70,000 extravaganza. So mine's somewhere in the middle there. It's quite heavy. It does have my name in it. It is spelled correctly.
embarrassing.
It has all the accoutrements that everything the players have, just a little bit smaller and a little bit less expensive.
A little bit less diamonds.
But it means just as much to me as I'm sure it does to them, even though they want it for me.
We fueled them, bro. Do you think that the race car, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is out there, and then how's he going to win without gas?
Exactly.
He's not going very far with no gas.
He's premium, not that unleaded.
He's not out there at Shell. Filling up with their $1.11
like the 87.
Yeah, no, he's out there at whatever rich people gas station is. Husky, maybe. I don't know.
I think the gas is brought to them.
Yeah.
Drive
the station.
You know, that's a good analogy because you bring the food to the players, the fuel. So perfect.
Yeah.
Unless you make Pascal walk up to the restaurant and you're like, "Okay, it's ready. I'm not your maid. Like, let's go." Bing.
They have it set, man. They have it set pretty well. They eat in their locker room. Their locker room is kind of divided up into obviously their change room area, a little kitchenette, all the other things famous millionaire athletes need.
My goodness.
So during the day, like in the mornings, we have people, cooks that stand in there and make eggs and omelets to order for them whenever they walk in.
Wow.
My cooks will put up with a lot of good ribbon and jokes from them.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty fun. It's pretty nice.
I said over easy, idiot.
It's also just funny because one of the guys we send down there, like one of our tenured cooks, he's a pretty good cook. He knows what he's doing, but he's definitely not super tall. So just being in that room is kind of like,
oh yeah, for sure.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys?
Put the cup over your mouth.
Yeah. No, it's good. We're pretty proud of the program we do for them. We do as much organic as we can. We do as much local as we can to make sure we're keeping the carbon footprint and emissions down, doing what we can for the environment that way as well. Nice. And then just, you got to be ready because when they want something, they want something.
So is that the whole process? Like, that's really interesting. Like, I mean, this is not some information that any peasant like us would ever know.
Yeah, I'm happy to answer.
So you're saying you're sitting in your restaurant there in your bar stool, if you will, and all of a sudden the bat phone rings there. And it's Pascal Siakam on the other line, and he's like, "Yo, I need PB&J.
Looking good."
What does he say? Pick, and roll.
I need a champ witch.
Yeah, I need a champ witch. Yeah, I need a champ witch.
Back to back.
Or is it Fred Van Vliet is out there? You have Osmos, like.
So basically, we feed them a pregame meal or a pregame snack.
Okay.
Which is funny that you say PB&J champwiches because they get those basically every day. Peanut butter.
Really?
Nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts are a great kind of long-lasting energy boost. So,
true.
You hit the peanut butter jamwich.
That's a good name. I like that.
A couple, like an hour or two before the game, you're still good getting energy into the game.
Wow.
And you're not heavy, doing lethargic that. And all that. Lots of fruit and berries before the game, too.
True. Yeah. Interesting.
But if, let's say, for the past little while, a couple of them were injured, we would absolutely get calls during the game for, hey, someone wants a burger. Yeah. it could be the most ludicrous stuff. Like, yeah. Let's say, I'm not going to tell it, like,
you don't need to say it. I know Mark Gasol is eating at all times. you don't need to say it.
I need a steak dinner. Just send a steak dinner down. We need two baked potatoes or something. But then you might get like, yeah, can we get like two orders of chicken fingers? It's like, I know that's a coach, man. You're not fooling anybody. You're not fooling, man. Fred's not eating, just smashing chicken fingers and greasily hitting a three off the corner. Like, that's not happening. But no, we do feed them during the game, and then we feed them after the game as well. So once they get off the court, there's food kind of in their locker room already waiting for them.
Awesome. Wow, I need that life. Damn.
For real, man.
Get drafted, bro.
I've been trying.
For basketball, not like in the States.
In the World War III. Yeah,
don't do that. I don't want to do that at all.
So I'm really hoping. So you've offered me food in the past when I've come to the arena. I don't want anything fancy. What I really want is you to make a PB&J champwich for them, and using that same knife, make me a PB&J, and I can just pretend.
I would pay for that.
Like, I would pay so much money for that.
I just want to see you, though.
You could
but
sell
really, truly.
That same knife used sandwich, because you know when you make the PB&J, I usually use the same knife. Maybe for rich people, they have separate knives for each swipe. I don't know.
Peanut allergies, though.
Not true.
I'll use two knives, and you can have a knife.
Oh. He's going to give me a knife. Damn, the only thing Jambo better than knife. That is if you would give me a fork.
Wait, do you have a mold to make the PB&J, that Raptor symbol?
Oh, yeah, the toasted Raptor symbol that they have in the commercial? Is that you
the
guys?
The champwich.
Was that done by you?
No, that was not me.
Oh, man.
Lies. I'm sure I can figure it out.
So modest.
I'm sure I can figure it out.
So modest. He made that shit.
Okay.
You know
I did.
You know what's funny? Can it,
I do want to know what's funny. Yes.
Butter and jam sandwiches, I have to bring this up. That I have a friend who is actually a chef. Who is the only person I've ever known who doesn't know how to make a peanut butter and jam sandwich. And by that, I mean...
Not even that.
Every human being knows there are two pieces of bread and two ingredients.
Yeah.
Therefore, one side is for the peanut butter and one side is for the jam or jelly.
Does he try to mix it?
And he literally will hit the peanut butter on the left side, then use the right slice of bread to clean his knife, and then go into the jam and onto the same piece.
I might have to try it.
On the same piece?
Yeah. Like, so
how do you even do that?
You can't even spread properly, though.
Thank you.
Is that even possible?
Yeah. You've come to my TED. You need peanut butter and jam TED Talk. I'm Kellen Crumb.
You need the texture to create the friction.
Yeah.
To allow it to. Yeah. Is he using a spoon?
To spread evenly.
Like, are you just dumping it?
I know I'm not going to be here next week, but can somebody, if anybody in the CGS fam makes a peanut butter sandwich as ludicrously as that, please
Yeah, let us know.
They will get me the information. I need to know this because I make fun of this guy at least three times
a
day every single day.
Let us know. Please send in a message if you're insane.
If you don't know how to make a peanut butter and jam sandwich, please just let us know. I'm happy to teach you.
We'll actually sell you Kellen's subscription to how to make sandwiches.
I was going to say, you got to supply the peanut butter and jam.
Done.
He's got the bread. But
he's got the bread.
He's going to give you butt pieces, though, apparently.
So. Hey, butt pieces are still good.
They're not.
Butt stuff 2020.
Speaking of food. What's the weirdest? You don't have to say who if you're not allowed. I don't know if you signed an NDA with the Toronto Raptors about weird things that they eat. No one listens to this. No one listens. I know that Marc Gasol is sitting there like, how does he know I'm always eating? Like, what's the weirdest thing you've had requested, whether it be during a game, after a game, before a game?
So it's not, I can tell you easily what it is.
Okay.
And it's not a food. Okay. It's just, we got a call one day from the locker room. You guys remember Reggie Evans?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So Reggie Evans calls down and he's like, hey, I need a...
He called himself?
Someone called. Okay. Someone called. Yeah. Hey, Reggie Evans needs a Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow.
What?
How many people? Like eight?
What the?
Oh, okay. It's like fucking December. Some shit. Like,
what?
I think it was January. We're like, where are we going to get a turkey from? Like, what? Oh. All right, man. We got you. No problem. And that's kind of the only thing.
Really? Wow. You had to cater his Thanksgiving in January.
There's literally no saying no. You can't say
if they ask you for anything food related, it's yes.
If I don't have it in the building, I will try to run up to a restaurant.
So you ran to Calgary to get a fresh turkey because they have a lot of farms over there.
Called my boy Calby. I was like,
there you go.
Send me a turkey. Calby, I'm just kidding. We haven't met.
It flew on over.
Not yet.
Wow.
But yeah, man, there's always, I don't even think about weird stuff anymore because there's nothing.
Nothing's weird.
They focus on a pretty good diet, obviously. Sure. But that's the one that stands out to me the weirdest, like,
experience.
Realistically, it's not that weird, but just the timing and it is weird. And like, he's such a good dude. Like Reggie Evans was such for a big guy, he like a gentle giant, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like super kind.
Can't say no to Reg.
You can't say no to anybody.
No, I'm not going to cook for you.
Like, what? Dinner?
But my chef.
No.
Would.
No.
I'm sorry. Is that.
Try again in October. Yes, damn. So if this was a McDonald's, he would definitely get the extra dipping sauces. Like, there was no way. There's no way they're like, actually, that's 25 cents. Like, Kellen is like, here you go, Reggie.
You know what? Yeah. Well, not just players, man. I'll take care of good people that come to the arena. If I know that not just people I know. You know what I mean? If like someone comes in. Let's say Alvin's like, yo, I got a bro going to the game. He's big in with Big Brother, Big Sisters of Canada. Like, he's taking a little one.
Nice.
Here's his seats. You know what I mean?
Here's like,
we're going to go out of our way to try and make that a special experience for them. Even more so than just winning the game. Cause we'll tell them to win the game. Obviously.
Yeah. Duh. Like that's a given.
But yeah,
that would be lazy of you to only do that.
That's the major. That's kind of I don't want to say the ML. That's the MLSE way. Hey. But that's kind of, we just try to, the way we think about it is, if somebody comes to a game, and this, I'm going to say this right now, this is not accurate, but this is the way we think about it. Okay. Someone comes to the game and let's say for whatever happens, they end up going home, throwing up. They think they got food poisoning. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But what turns out being said is, I went to the Leaf game and the Maple Leafs got me food poisoning. You know what I mean?
Like
the Maple Leafs got me sick. The Toronto Raptors got me sick.
Yeah.
Which is never what we want to have happen. So we do what we can to make sure quality is above and beyond anything you're going to get at most restaurants, definitely above any arena you're going to find in North America. That's 100% guarantee. We are the only a la carte restaurants in North America arenas.
Oh, wow.
Anywhere else you go, you might have a sit down, but it's going to be a buffet. And I'm willing to guarantee my food is better than buffet food.
Okay. And by Charles Barkley with the guarantees.
By my food, I mean all of the chefs and cooks at Scotiabank Arena.
Get it.
Yeah.
Very proud of the food team there. Very proud of what we do. Very proud of the chefs. But they all put in a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of hours to make sure that everything is done right. So
crazy. I don't know about you, but first of all, my mouth is starting to like water a little bit.
Mine is
about
all this food.
Oh, sorry. Gotta wipe off that drool real quick.
But also, I feel like really hyped up. Like, I don't even want to hear Eye of the Tiger to hype me up anymore. I want to hear Kellen talk about food because it's just like, oh man.
The passion.
The passion.
The love. Is there.
It is there.
Got
so
Al Pacino, Any Given Sunday.
Thank
speech.
You, man. Yeah, like I want to go bust. I want to go face first through a wall right now. Like I'm rare nigga.
Door
as right soon now. As this, as soon as this podcast is over, I'm running through Joel's second house's door. Like no question. Okay, so you do have a lot more access to these athletes than we do. I'm not going to ask any weird questions. That's why I shouldn't have started the question that way.
Have but you who ever do you walked think? Into yeah. the locker room and like totally seen, his butt?
Like I said, that's the one you know.
Is it white?
So we did start True to Size After Dark a little bit early, apparently, but
It is Friday.
So I want to know who you think has the best shoe game on the Raptors.
Because from 13 years you were there?
You could do all time. Because I know do just this year.
13 years, you know all what I'm right. saying?
You could do whatever. Take your time. Because just as a follow-up, I'm going to ask about the Leafs too. Because there are a couple Maple Leafs who are out there. I don't know if, like we said, it's a bandwagon thing. Because I know the culture is not the same over there. But I've seen a couple Leafs, you know. I think I've seen Austin Matthews and some stuff. Mitch Marner got here. He's got some kicks. I think I've seen Mitch Marner and some Travi ones at one point. So,
Okay. Well, Raptors, I'm going to go back and say just the collection that DeMar went through while he was here.
For sure.
Like the amount of Kobe's and the amount of PE's. Unmatched, you know what I mean?
Easily,
He didn't even pick out his own kicks for the game.
Oh, is that a little tidbit from you?
This is a little nugget of truth.
While I dropped off his chicken nuggets, I picked his shoes.
I wish I could have been there, guys. The stories I could tell. But one of the trainers is actually still there. I don't know if he wants his name, so I won't say his name. But he's an outstanding dude. He's been there just as long as I have, and kind of. I think he was a towel guy when I started.
Wow,
crazy!
So he's also climbed.
Amazing.
But he used to literally he would decide and he would put the kicks in DeMar's locker every game.
And he would just slap them.
Slide in the tootsies.
Wow.
And that's where you go. That's
so cool. He's the real
DeMar
MVP.
Would be my answer for that.
Oh my goodness. Take DeMar off all those like blogs and put that trainer out there. He needs to be that recognition. DeMar paid for them, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, DeMar's hitting that StockX and that Nike email. Hey, let me get that Kobe. I think I'd say Marner, man. Marner, like, I don't see the Leafs as much as I see the Raptors. The Raptors are just they hang out more there, I guess. They spend the Leafs are more, I'm there for practice. I'm going to eat. I'm going to shower. I'm going to get out of here, go have a nap. I'm going to come back and eat. I'm going to play, which that's perfect.
Do your thing.
Know what I mean? Do your thing as long as you're winning. Which we haven't recently, which is great.
Yeah, I've been watching.
But yeah, Marner's had some real good heat. He had some pickups from, I want to say, Essentials too.
I think I saw one of the stores posted them in there. Yeah.
Someone, if it wasn't Essentials, my apologies to whoever it was. You don't know who I am anyway.
So they're really offended by you right now.
So yeah, I'd say Marner, but I'm fine with anyone wearing kicks, man. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of anyone wearing something that that I like and that they like.
Yeah, it's like you get that, especially with like these athletes that you looked up to, or even these celebrities. Maybe not even celebrities as much for me, at least. But like you see these athletes, especially not in basketball, because basketball it's not expected, but it's aligned with the sneaker culture in a lot more of a direct way than like hockey. So you're watching hockey and you watch like Mitch Marner, Austin Matthews, whoever, from the Leafs. And then all of a sudden they step off and they're wearing shoes that you like or shoes that you know about. And it's like, you have that other connection. And it's just a really cool thing. Like I like the same thing that he likes. Like it's just like in some way, whether he knows you or not, because you're a peon compared to him. You have not you. I'm saying all of us. I'm saying figuratively.
Check.
Not you specific. You're higher than us. Like, you've been in the same room. So
anyone want to
this? Want to borrow his ring? Anybody?
It won't fit.
We get it. Okay. Peons over here. Peon whatever. Fingers. Slight like neon over there. Whatever.
Your my tiny fingers.
You have that slight connection where it's like you guys are into the same thing. So in some way, shape, or form. Like, you're connected in a certain way because you both have the same appreciation for this thing that's, like, very specific and niche in a way.
It's like stepbrothers. Like, did we just become best friends?
Exactly. He doesn't know it.
We are best friends.
But, yes, yeah, Mitch Marner, sure. If you're listening, this is your best friend.
The other thing, too, that's – I mean, there could be – some of the Leafs might have just insane, insane collections. But the NBA allows you to kind of dress a little more fashionably loose coming into the games, whereas the NHL is just you're wearing your suit, your tie, you're getting into the locker room. So, again, who knows? Someone on the Leafs, Marner could have the most obscene closet in the entire world, and more power to him if he does.
Yeah.
But the NHL doesn't really give him that much opportunity to show his drip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean, though. That's why it's so much cooler when you do when happen you see to see it in like an street, Instagram post or something, and you're like, damn, he's into that. Like, that's really cool.
What, those Air Max Susans on him?
God for real, damn. Yeah. Like, oh, so he's really like with the shits. All right. So this is always interesting to ask because I've asked it to other people who work with food or in restaurants or whatever. What is your biggest food pet peeve?
Okay, this is
other than
PB&J
adding your best friend, your homie who doesn't know how to make a peanut butter and jam sandwich. We know that's not down already.
So you're am I talking as like a chef both. Or as somebody like where? Okay, so
I want to know both because you have the different perspective.
I have obvious ones as a chef, and I'll tell you one that I guarantee.
Can I guess it?
Sure, it won't be it. I can.
You
can
no, say okay, then I don't
no,
know.
No,
that.
Go ahead.
Is it asking for your steak well done?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Do I like that? Absolutely not. I don't want to eat that, but if you want it well done, I'm going to cook it the best way I can.
Here's that plate of leather for you, buddy.
Yeah. I don't want it to be, I want it to be the most pleasant, well done you're going to enjoy. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, there was a time it like, I'm a grown chef now, not a young chef.
Yep.
When I was a young chef, there were things like that would piss me off.
You were like, this guy knows nothing.
Why do I got to split this guy's plate? Like, come on. Like, just fucking order two meals already, you cheap fucks. But now, I'm like, now as a grown chef, that stuff doesn't bother me.
As a father.
But before that, it happened. I've matured to the spot of I just want everyone to have the best meal possible.
Amazing.
That's the thing I'm going to do. So as a chef, the thing that if you asked anybody that works with me, what is Kellen's pet peeve? Large cut chives. So
that's a thing.
So just if you're cutting chives, again, this is from the chef side of it, right? If you're cutting chives and they're not as small and fine as can be, I'm going to pick them up and throw them in the garbage.
Oh, I thought you meant people requesting.
No. This is what I said. Like, that's what I'll do next. That's
okay.
I'll do. So that's the first one. That's what I.
So people cooking who are cutting chives.
Cooks, my cooks and my team, when I'm like, this is what you guys need to do. If they're cutting there and it looks like shit, it's too big. I'm just going to walk over, throw it in the garbage and be like, cut it again.
What is this? Like, a mini carrot? What is this? It's large.
That's my Canadian Gordon Ramsay in me.
Kel's Kitchen.
Kel's Kitchen.
That's good.
It usually only happens once or twice and then people know.
It's raw.
Get thrown in the garbage. So,
the fuck is this?
Rephrase. By garbage, I don't mean garbage. I mean the stock bucket, which we put into making vegetable stock later.
True.
But I'm not going to use.
Respect. Thank you for clearing that up because I was about to call PETA on you, but you saved yourself.
Come on, man. Yeah. Don't do it to me, man. It's not stuff that customers ask for. It's more when servers try to sneak things through. That's the thing that annoys me. So like, let's say Joel ordered a beautiful ribeye steak, well done, as someone might do.
Sorry.
Please don't order it. Well done.
I wouldn't be the one doing it.
So he ordered it mid-rare. It's a beautiful steak.
Yeah.
He likes it nice and saucy. So he got a jus on that. And then he's halfway through the steak. He's basically put a straw in his jus and he's drank it and he wants some more. So
some more jus.
A server coming back and just trying to like – I'm just going to take another one instead of bringing it into charge. That shit drives me crazy.
Because
their thought process, and I get it. Their thought process is, I'm just, if they don't see it on the bill, they're going to see I did something for them. I might get a better tip. It's not illogical. You know what I mean? But I want money. Like that stock, that jus started as 250 liters of stock after being made with 100 pounds of bones after being like, that shit's costly. I don't want to be giving anything away for free. But with that being said, you're going to get your second sauce. you're still going to get your sauce.
So you're still going to get your sauce.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Joel. Don't worry. Everyone
ordering well-done steak.
Oh, my God. You should worry if you're ordering well-done steak. Something's wrong with you. You're not well done.
It hurts me on the internet when I see the posts. Like, someone puts a nice mid-rare steak up and everyone's like, man, that shit's not even cooked. That shit's still mooing. Oh, God. I'm hurting inside, man.
Oh, man.
My soul. It's broken.
Speaking of soul, damn, I'm good at this. What is your biggest, then, sneaker pet peeve? And you can take that from any perspective that you want, whether it chef. Be for yourself, chef, someone else, I mean, someone else's chef.
My biggest one is that I can't wear them to work.
Oh.
That's, like, personally, I mean...
Would you?
I probably
would. You though?
That's what I mean. I don't want to. It's not a matter of like. Again, no one. I have one boss in the company, and he doesn't. He's not going to tell me not to wear shoes.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it because I don't want grease and mushroom soup. And
some jus.
All of Joel.
All of the jus. On the jus.
Bars.
Yeah.
Bars.
So that's my biggest pet peeve with it. Again, I don't mind people like the Instagram flex pages. I don't mind that. To each their own. I like flexing my baby pictures and stuff like that. So it's just a different way, really.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my major thing. Just not being able to like. I follow the feed. Alvin can do his daily on foot pics and then throw them through the stories with everyone else that is able to wear their beautiful shoes all day, every day. And I have the trip to work and the trip from work, which I happily live with.
That's your tunnel, bro. That's your walk-up tunnel. That's
facts.
But that's – I would love to be able to keep them on at all times. With that being said, though, now I am doing – I have started doing a couple of what we call duty manager shifts where essentially like I run the arena for the night.
Oh.
I've got a suit on and a walkie-talkie.
Duty.
Duty.
A suit.
Yeah, man.
A suitie for your duty.
It's true.
Are you going to wear sneakers
it's
now?
It's true.
So I had it. I bought a pair of like sneaker-like dress shoes.
Oh,
and people kept asking me like, why aren't you wearing fucking kicks?
You should though.
Like, and one
and
of them,
that sounds like an invitation
to me. One of
them
was like up there, dude. So
yeah,
I was
should.
Like, all right, well, they next know. Time we'll go with it.
And then you got to take a league fit.
Yes, take a league
fit. Take a league fit.
You got to walk through the tunnel.
If you need me to come and take a picture for you, I'll gladly do it for you.
Our boy Nelcam is always at the arena, too.
My suit is dog shit, man. I need to wear a suit. I haven't worn a suit other than like – so my wedding was a rental suit, and then I think I bought this suit for my sister's wedding, which is like – fucking 7 years ago.
Shit.
And back then
baggy
like,
as fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like
different,
now it's
different
a fitted
sweat.
Style
yeah.
suit. So I might
be walking
actually,
around like you got drafted
like
in 2001.
But that's
suit,
why you gotta wear the kicks so they get distracted.
So they look down, yeah. Well right now the problem is they just hang down and billow over
see.
The top of the shoe like
you would
fucking,
see just the toe box.
Like James Brown's
the
cape on the feet.
Yeah, see?
We've come
full circle.
Full circle.
Oh my God. I think I might end it right now.
No,
we're not done yet.
Go home.
Wow. Hopefully your wife really isn't listening. I do want to know. So I've recently gotten into like the whole Disney thing has really taken over me. I know you guys are
just
also
a little bit.
Yeah. You guys are also super into like the other stuff. Like it's not just shoes for us.
Yeah.
So I don't want to assume, but I'll say that your thing could be food.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always parallels, you know, like you draw like, oh, this is kind of aligned to that. Like I appreciate this because I appreciated that. Can you draw some parallels between the love of cooking, the love of food in general, and sneakers?
Absolutely. I would say I would kind of compare it to like sneakers in Canada. I would say food, clothing, or that kind of collaboration of the ideas coming together, I would compare to Canada getting sneakers 10 years ago. It's a very not large idea. There are a few companies out there that are making clever food quips on t-shirts or puns or whatever. And I'm not going to lie, I have purchased some of those t-shirts in the past. But I don't think there's a lot. I think it's very similar to there are some chefs that are all about kind of the chef life and tatted knuckles and kind of stuff like that. And then there are people that are just cooking because it's something they're good at and they need money and whatever. So again, there's half and half. There's differences between the community of chefs or cooks or people, just people that love food in general, because I would say there's just as many people who love cooking, who have no training in cooking whatsoever, that are enjoying cooking as chefs, possibly even more, because they don't have to work the entire day. They're just living life at home.
They're doing it because they want to eat.
So I think they're like, do I think there is room to grow with that? I think there's definitely room to grow. Food Network was nothing 7 years ago, 10 years ago, and now it's like one of the most popular channels on TV. So there's definitely room for gear or collaborations. I know that David Chang had the SB Dunk Momofuku, but I would love to see a few more chef collabs coming out to just
a Kel's Kitchen collab.
Kel's Kitchen.
That's why I probably didn't. Plug your ears again, love. I probably could have spent a few dollars less on the Boston Birkenstock kits. And I know that some people are going to look at them when I'm wearing them in the kitchen, like, who's this guy? Who the fuck is this guy?
And then you'll show me a ring. I'm like, I'm that guy.
So I'm more than happy. And I didn't have to pay the asking price. I threw a bid up there, and it was literally the 29th day of the bid sitting. So the next day it would have died, and I would not have
re-put it up.
So they basically got me on the last chance they could, and I'm still happy about it. So
dope.
But I would love to say if somebody made a collab with Birkenstock or something like that, or any chef shoe. I say Birkenstock because I think most people know that brand and that name, but it'd be super cool. Or dude, I'll take a Grant Achatz Nike
anything
Air Max 90 non-slip for sure. I'll take a Canadian collab with Mark Lapine from Ottawa with nitro infused shoes or some shit. Unreal stuff. I would do any of that, and I would be forced to buy them. Cause I want every cooking, food, kitchen shoe. Like I want them all. I want them all. Whether I get them all, I can probably live without them all, but I want them all.
It's kind of like, just to round it all out, like the same way that kind of we are, or a lot of people in this hobby or passion are, that like when you go in, like you go in hard. Look at Joel's house here. Like he has a whole floor dedicated to his shoes. Like when you go in hard. So it's the same thing, like you said, with cooking. Like if you're gonna do it, you're doing it. So you everything around it, you're absorbing everything, which is amazing. Like that's how it should be. If you're gonna do it, you do it right.
I think I'm the type of person that I think you guys are too, that are, if you're going to do something, you're going to fucking do it. And you're going to make sure it's done right.
Yeah.
Or you're just not going to do it. You know what I mean? If it can't be done right, you're not going to do it. And I think I'm the same way with stuff like that. So, just figuring out how to make it happen. You know what I mean? Like that's the major thing. Just put your thoughts together. Eventually it's going to figure itself out. You know what I mean? Yeah, and then just use that as a learning point for next time and boom.
That's not bad at all. Thank you. Thank you a lot for being here, man. Like we appreciate it. That was really interesting conversation. Like stuff that, I mean, the regular person would never hear.
We got a game on Tuesday, so I won't be back next week. Sorry. But if you do it Friday,
I'll ask them to reschedule. I know the guy.
We'll reschedule the games.
Yeah, I know. I know the guy.
Okay, yeah. No, I'll like that.
We'll talk to your boss.
I'll figure it out.
He listens to this.
Masai, yo.
here's what we're gonna do. We'll just bring the podcast
afternoon
to the
game.
Yeah.
Masai, here's an idea. Afternoon Tuesday game. so Masai, Kellen can come right after.
Come on, Masai, think about me for a second.
Come on, don't be selfish about your prime time viewing. Whatever.
I love Masai. I will cry if he ever leaves. If he fucking leaves, I know. And again, do I think he will never leave? I think he will never leave because.
He's that guy.
Larry Tannenbaum will give him any fucking thing he wants. And what he wants is to be able to work with Giants of Africa.
Exactly.
Do those collabs. And Larry will happily support him and give him money for that. So he will be here forever.
He could probably change the name. He would probably change the name to the Toronto Africas if we had to.
I would support that.
I'd wear that jersey.
Yep.
For real.
Done.
No question.
Nice green, yellow,
yep. red. Yeah. I don't care. I'll wear no jersey. Shirts. We'll just be shirts. Skins. We'll be skins.
I'm in.
And every other team is shirts and we're the skins every night.
Buddy,
thank you once again, Kellen, for coming. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we'd like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. It's called CGS Talk. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more. That is CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Pole, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, or you want to let us know if you put your PB&J on the same piece of bread, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Do not forget to use hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mark.
And our good friend Kellen, all the way from Toronto. Where can they find you?
Chef Creasel on anything that I have, which is Twitter or Instagram.
Amazing.
CHEFCREEZLE.
Oh, that was good. He practiced. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 94 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and Chef Crumb, and we are out. Bye.
For the fire.
That was a good episode. That was bomb, bro.
Thank you. That was real good. That was so fun.
I love this.
Champs for life. Let them hear the ring one more time.
Forever.
That's the ring. That's the ring. Sorry if I scratch. I might have scratched this.
Oh, shit. The diamond popped out.
Bing, 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 bing. Ooh, I'm going to have to put that on my tooth.